Okay, so let's be honest. Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? It's like every time I turn around, there's another article or a webinar or something.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic.
So we're diving deep into a document all about AI and SEO success in 2024. I think this deep dive is going to be really helpful to cut through the noise and figure out what really matters.
Yeah, I agree.
Because honestly, it's easy to get lost in all the hype, but one thing that really stood out to me is that less than 10% of marketers actually feel confident using AI for SEO.
Wow, that is surprising.
Right. So I think that's the big question we need to answer today. Like, are we going to be part of that 10% or are we going to get left behind?
Yeah, exactly. And I think what's interesting is how much SEO has already changed, even in the last few years. Like, I remember when SEO was all about keyword stuffing and trying to game the system.
Oh yeah, I remember those days.
But now it's a whole different ballgame. AI is changing the rules and making those old tactics less effective.
So it's not enough to just like sprinkle keywords into your content anymore?
No, not at all. It's about understanding user intent. Like, what are people actually searching for? What problems are they trying to solve? And how can we create content that provides real value and answers those questions?
Right, so it's almost like we have to shift our mindset from trying to trick the search engines to actually trying to help people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where AI comes in. AI gives us the power to analyze massive amounts of data and to understand those patterns and trends in search behavior.
Okay, so we're talking about like using AI to figure out what people are searching for and what kind of content they're responding to.
Exactly. AI can spot patterns and trends that would take humans forever to find. Like, imagine trying to manually sift through millions of search queries and web pages. It'd be impossible.
That's crazy. So it's like AI is giving us a superpower to see what's working and what's not.
Yeah, it's like having a team of research analysts working 24/7, just churning through data and uncovering those golden nuggets of insight.
That's incredible. So you mentioned something earlier about predictive analytics. What is that exactly, and how does it apply to SEO?
Well, predictive analytics is all about using data to anticipate what's going to happen in the future.
Okay, that makes sense.
So in the SEO world, we can use AI to analyze things like historical search data, user behavior patterns, and even emerging topics to predict what keywords and topics are going to be popular down the line.
Wait, so we're talking about actually predicting what's going to be trending in the future.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not about chasing trends anymore, it's about getting ahead of them.
Okay, I have to hear an example of how this works in real life.
Sure. We were working with a retail brand that wanted to launch a new product line. Using predictive SEO, we were able to analyze all sorts of data and figure out what trends were emerging related to that product category.
Interesting.
And based on that analysis, the brand was able to launch their campaign way ahead of their competitors, like months ahead, and they captured a huge chunk of the market before anyone else even knew what was happening.
Wow, that's a real competitive advantage. Okay, so we've talked about understanding user intent and predicting trends, but what about personalization? How does AI fit into that piece of the puzzle?
Personalization is huge, right? It's about tailoring content to individual users to make it more relevant and engaging.
Right.
And AI is like the engine that makes that possible.
Yeah.
AI can look at someone's demographic data, their browsing history, their past interactions with your website, even their social media activity, and create a really detailed user profile.
So we're not just talking about like basic demographics here, right? Like age and
Yeah,
location.
no, it goes way deeper than that. AI can understand what makes each user tick, what their interests are, what their pain points are.
That is pretty amazing. And I guess that allows us to create content that's really tailored to each person.
Exactly. And the best part is, these AI tools are becoming more accessible to businesses of all sizes, not just the big guys.
So even a small business with a limited budget can leverage the power of AI to personalize their SEO strategy.
Absolutely. They can create more meaningful connections with their customers, which is what it's all about.
Okay, I'm starting to see how all of this fits together, but let's switch gears for a second and talk about voice search. Everyone's talking about how voice search is the next big thing, but how does it relate to AI and SEO?
Well, voice search is definitely changing how people search. Instead of typing in short keywords, people are asking their devices questions, like full sentences, in natural language.
Right, it's more conversational.
Exactly. And that's where AI comes in. AI can help us understand those nuances of natural language and figure out what people are really asking.
So how do we optimize for voice search? Like, do we need to completely rethink our keyword strategy?
Well, it's not just about keywords anymore, it's about understanding the intent behind those voice searches. Like, what are people really trying to find? And then creating content that provides clear, concise, and conversational answers.
So it's almost like we have to write content that sounds like we're talking to a friend.
Exactly. Because that's how people are using voice search. They're talking to their devices like they're talking to a person.
Do you have any examples of how optimizing for voice search has made a real difference for a business?
Sure. We worked with a local restaurant chain, and they were struggling to get more foot traffic. So we analyzed voice search trends in their area, and we found that people were frequently asking their devices for the best pizza near me.
Makes sense.
Right. So we optimized their website and content to target those conversational phrases, and within a few months, their foot traffic increased by 40%.
Wow, that's impressive. So it really pays to think about how people are actually using voice search.
Yeah, it's not just about ranking for keywords anymore. It's about being the answer to those real-world questions that people are asking.
Okay, all of this is great, but the digital world is always changing. How do we keep up with all the updates and algorithm shifts? Seems like a never-ending game of catch-up.
That's where continuous improvement comes in. SEO is not a set it and forget it kind of thing, especially with AI evolving so quickly.
So how do we make sure we're constantly improving our SEO?
AI-powered tools can give us real-time audits of our websites. They can identify areas that need improvement, like technical issues or content that needs updating.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a constant feedback loop.
Exactly. And that allows us to make data-driven decisions and stay ahead of the curve.
Can you give me an example of how these real-time audits have helped a client?
We had an e-commerce client who was dealing with a really high bounce rate, meaning people were landing on their site and leaving right away.
Ouch.
Yeah, it wasn't good. So we used AI audits to pinpoint the problems. Turns out their website was loading really slowly and the navigation was confusing.
I hate when that happens.
Right. So they fixed those issues and their bounce rate dropped by 50%.
That's huge.
Yeah, it made a big difference. Mm-hmm. More people stayed on the site, browsed products, and ended up making purchases.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the power of AI, but with all this automation, is there a risk that we're losing the human element of SEO?
That's a great question. And I think it's important to remember that AI is a tool. It's not a replacement for human creativity and connection.
So we still need that human touch.
Absolutely. We still need to tell stories, build relationships with our audience, and create content that resonates on an emotional level. AI can help us with that, but it can't do it for us.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Do you have any examples of how you've seen clients combine AI with that human-centric approach?
Yeah, we worked with a nonprofit organization that was having trouble connecting with their target audience online. We used AI to figure out what their audience was struggling with, what their pain points were, and then we helped the organization create content that addressed those issues in a really authentic and compassionate way. They started weaving personal stories and real-world examples into their content, and it made a big difference.
So it's about using AI to inform our human storytelling.
Exactly. AI can give us the insights, but we still need to be the ones to connect with people on a human level.
Well, I feel like we've covered so much ground already, from predictive analytics to the importance of storytelling. But I have a feeling there's still a lot more to explore in the world of AI for SEO.
Oh, definitely. We've only just scratched the surface. There are so many emerging trends that are shaping the future of this field. Like, imagine a world where people can use augmented reality to try on clothes virtually or take a VR tour of your business location.
Wait, are we talking about like AR and VR for SEO?
Yes. These immersive technologies are starting to enter the SEO landscape, and they have the potential to revolutionize how we interact with the digital world.
Whoa. Okay, my mind is officially blown. I think we need to take a break and process all of this, and then we can dive into those emerging trends in the next part of our deep dive.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so we just left off talking about AR and VR and how these immersive technologies are starting to enter the SEO landscape. I have to admit, my brain is still trying to wrap itself around how that even works.
Yeah, it is a pretty big leap going from traditional SEO to optimizing experiences in augmented and virtual reality. But it's all about adapting to how people interact with the digital world. Think about it. AR overlays digital elements onto the real world through our phones or special glasses, and VR creates completely immersive digital environments.
Okay, so the technology itself is pretty mind-blowing, but how do we actually use AR and VR for SEO? What are some concrete examples?
Let's take AR first. Imagine a furniture company that allows you to use your phone to see how a new sofa would look in your living room, scale to size and everything, before you buy it. That's AR in action. And it's not just about visuals. AR can also be used to create interactive product demos, guided tours, and even games that bring a brand's message to life.
That's amazing. So AR is almost like bridging the gap between the online and offline worlds. It's making online shopping more tangible and less risky.
Exactly. And because these AR experiences can be accessed through websites and apps, they can be optimized for search engines, just like any other content. By using relevant keywords, creating high-quality 3D models, and ensuring a seamless user experience, businesses can make their AR content discoverable to a wider audience.
Okay, I'm starting to see the SEO connection. What about VR? How does that fit into the picture?
Think about a real estate company that offers virtual tours of properties. Potential buyers, no matter where they are in the world, can put on a VR headset and feel like they're actually walking through the house, getting a true sense of the space and layout. Or a travel agency that creates immersive 360-degree videos of exotic destinations, allowing people to experience the sights and sounds of a place before booking their trip.
So VR is all about creating experiences that feel incredibly real, even if they're entirely digital. It's tapping into our senses and emotions in a way that traditional websites and videos just can't match.
You got it. And just like with AR, these VR experiences can be optimized for search engines. By creating compelling content, using relevant keywords, and making sure the technical aspects are up to par, businesses can ensure that their VR content is discoverable to a wider audience.
This is all incredibly exciting, but I imagine that creating AR and VR experiences can be quite complex and expensive. Do you think these technologies are really accessible to small businesses, or are they just for big companies with huge budgets?
That's a valid concern. Developing custom AR and VR experiences from scratch can be resource intensive. However, the good news is that there are now platforms and tools that make it easier and more affordable for businesses of all sizes to dip their toes into these waters.
So you're saying that even small businesses can start experimenting with AR and VR without breaking the bank?
Absolutely. There are platforms that offer pre-built templates and drag-and-drop interfaces that allow you to create basic AR and VR experiences without needing extensive coding knowledge. And as the technology continues to evolve, we can expect to see even more affordable and user-friendly options emerge.
That's reassuring to hear. It sounds like the barriers to entry for AR and VR are starting to come down, which is great news for businesses that want to stay ahead of the curve. But let's be honest, some people might be listening to this and thinking, okay, AR and VR sound cool, but are they really worth the investment? What would you say to them?
I would say that AR and VR offer a unique opportunity to create truly memorable and engaging experiences that can set you apart from the competition. We're moving into a world where consumers expect more than just static websites and passive video content. They want interactive, personalized, and immersive experiences.
So it's about creating content that goes beyond simply providing information. It's about connecting with your audience on an emotional level, creating a sense of wonder and excitement that they'll remember long after they've left your website or app.
Precisely. And that's where AR and VR really shine. They can transport people to new worlds, allow them to interact with products in a way that feels tangible, and create a sense of presence and connection that's simply not possible with traditional media.
Okay, I'm sold. But with all these new technologies and trends emerging, it can be tough to know where to focus our attention and resources. If you had to pick one key takeaway for our listeners, what would it be?
The most important thing is to stay curious, adaptable, and open to new possibilities. Don't be afraid to experiment with new tools and strategies, even if they seem a little intimidating at first. The digital landscape is constantly changing, and the key to success is to embrace the change and keep evolving with it.
That's fantastic advice. It's easy to get caught up in the fear of missing out on the next big thing, but it sounds like the best approach is to stay grounded, focus on our goals, and experiment with new technologies in a way that makes sense for our businesses.
Exactly. And remember, AI is your ally in this journey. It can help you understand your audience, create better content, optimize your website, and even explore new frontiers like AR and VR. But it's up to you to harness the power of AI in a way that aligns with your vision and values.
I love that. It's not about letting AI dictate our strategies, but rather using it as a tool to enhance our creativity, expand our reach, and connect with our audience on a deeper level. This has been such an insightful conversation. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I have a few more questions about how AI is impacting content creation and how we can actually choose the right AI tools for our needs. Let's explore this topic further in the final part of our deep dive. Okay, so we've explored how AI is changing the SEO landscape from predictive analytics to the rise of immersive technologies like AR and VR. But before we wrap up this deep dive, let's talk about something that's been on my mind. How is AI actually impacting the way we create content?
That's a great question, and it's one that's causing a lot of buzz and, frankly, some anxiety in the content creation world. But the truth is, AI is becoming a powerful tool for content creators, helping us to be more efficient, creative, and strategic in our approach.
Okay, so instead of seeing AI as a threat, we should be thinking about it as a partner in the content creation process. I have to admit, the idea of AI writing content still feels a little strange to me. Can you give me some concrete examples of how this actually works?
Absolutely. Imagine you're a blogger who's struggling with writer's block. AI tools can analyze trending topics, suggest relevant keywords, and even generate outlines or first drafts to get your creative juices flowing. Think of it as a brainstorming partner who can help you overcome those initial hurdles and get the words onto the page.
So it's not about AI taking over the writing process entirely, but rather helping us get started and providing inspiration along the way.
Exactly. And AI can also help us refine and improve our content once it's written. There are tools that can analyze your writing for clarity, grammar, and tone, ensuring that your message is coming across effectively. And some AI tools can even personalize your content for different audience segments, tailoring the language and style to resonate with specific demographics or interests.
That's incredible. It sounds like AI is taking on the role of editor, proofreader, and even marketing strategist all rolled into one. But with all these different AI tools and platforms emerging, it can be overwhelming to know where to start. Any tips on how to choose the right tools for our specific needs?
The key is to start by defining your goals and challenges. What are your biggest pain points when it comes to content creation? Mm-hmm. Are you struggling to generate ideas, write efficiently, or optimize your content for SEO? Once you have a clear understanding of your needs, you can start researching tools that address those specific challenges.
So it's not about finding the one magic AI tool that does everything, but rather building a toolkit of specialized tools that work together to support your content creation process.
Exactly. And remember, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. The best AI tools for you will depend on your industry, your audience, and your budget. Don't be afraid to experiment with different tools and platforms to find the ones that fit your workflow and deliver the results you're looking for.
That's great advice. It can be tempting to get caught up in the hype and feel like we need to use every new AI tool that comes out, but it sounds like a more strategic approach is to focus on our specific needs and choose tools that align with our goals.
You got it. And keep in mind that AI is a rapidly evolving field. New tools and platforms are emerging all the time, so it's important to stay informed about the latest developments and be willing to adapt your strategies as needed.
That's a great reminder. The world of AI and SEO is certainly not static. It's a dynamic landscape that requires us to be continuous learners and adapters. As we wrap up this deep dive, I have one final question for you. If you could leave our listeners with one key takeaway about the future of AI for SEO, what would it be?
The future of SEO is about connection, not just algorithms. AI is a powerful tool that can help us understand our audience, create compelling content, and optimize our online presence. But it's up to us to use AI in a way that enhances the human connection, builds trust, and creates meaningful experiences for our customers.
That's a beautiful way to put it. So to our listeners, embrace the power of AI, but never forget the importance of the human touch. Use AI to inform your strategies, but let your creativity and empathy guide your actions. The future of SEO is in your hands, and it's a future filled with exciting possibilities. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into AI and SEO. We'll see you next time.